Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Mark, where are you right now?
We are in Stoughton, Massachusetts, right to Boston.
Sure.
The home of the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots.
We've heard of them.
Yes.
Doing quite well. We have Mike Jarek with us and Juliet Huddy from the show. Mike and Juliet, and of course it runs on the Fox 25 every day at 10 a.m. here in Boston.
Heck yeah.
And we have, it's a very strong program actually, the Fox Lead-In News that you guys...
It's one of our better stations in America. For years they've been number one.
Yeah, they do really well. And of course you guys do a little tease every show too.
Yeah,
we love talking to them in the morning. They're always good. They always play along, even though we horrify them with our sex talk.
They still play along.
Again,
you did it again today. I guess you guys have a segment today about kids selling their bodies or something like
that. Well, you know what it was? It was, and this is becoming prevalent around America. Let's say that you wanted to go to Boston College. You're a co-ed. It's very expensive. It's a great school. So what are you willing to do? You don't want student loans staring you in the face for the next 30 years.
You go to a local strip club and you make $2,000 or $3,000, maybe $4,000 per night. Very tempting. Is it worth it?
It's something that has, it's not like this has never happened before, we've never heard of this, but what is new, at least what seems to be the trend, is that the girls who are doing this are girls who are a little more educated and seem to be, all of a sudden, it seems to be a little bit more acceptable.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it as they once did, which is, I think something new.
They don't seem to be ashamed.
Well, there's something called Craigslist out there, and a lot of these college co-eds are on there, offering escort services.
Mark, what's that you're talking about, Craigslist?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are many sources out there on the Internet,
yeah.
And these people are out there, they're doing it on the Internet as well.
I think we've become so desensitized, and I mean, I watch MTV, I still act like I'm 16 years old, but... some of the things on there, I mean, with that new show, Tila Tequila, I mean, I was watching it just thinking, this is what kids are watching. And
yes.
If this is airing in, at 11 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
sure.
it's just like, oh, it's okay.
Well, like you said, MTV in the early 90s, they started that real world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that a lot of children are not being monitored by their parents. So they were 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old watching that. And, boy... you know the people that are going to get on the Real World.
Well, that show is totally degenerated into freaky as you can possibly get.
And that whole channel has, actually. And many kids watch it. And, look at who they can pattern themselves after. Britney Spears, Paris Hilton. I mean, what are they getting?
And so why would we be surprised? They think it's kind of everyday life.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Let me ask you guys, I don't know much about either of you, so tell me a little bit about your backgrounds. Mike, how did you end up where you are now?
Well, stripping.
Having sex with a lot of general managers. No, none of that is true. Mine is really very standard. I went to the University of Kansas and majored in broadcast journalism and then started taking small jobs. Topeka, Kansas City. Got really lucky in my 20s and got a job at a station here in New York. And so it's been New Yorker, L.A., really basically ever since. I stopped in San Francisco on one of my stops and in Philadelphia to do a morning show. Been very lucky.
And how about you, Juliet?
I was the product of a television producer father and a singer mother, so I kind of, it was sort of in my blood. I didn't ever want to do anything else, and I did the same thing. I went to the University of Missouri, was going to major in broadcast journalism, but got a little sidetracked with boys and parties. So when I finally actually got the grades to get into journalism school, I was already kind of far ahead in political science, so I stuck with that. I just started working at the local radio station as a reporter, and then television station, small markets, and then medium markets, and then got picked up by the Fox News Channel 10 years ago this March.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
When did they start pairing you guys together?
That happened in October. It was October the 5th, 2002. We met 1 minute before we went on the air. I was doing that morning show in Philadelphia, and Juliet was already the anchor of Fox and Friends Weekend on the Fox News Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And our boss thought, hey, these two might be pretty good together. And so we came up, they threw us on the air, and 5 years later, we are strapped at the hip.
Now, you guys, obviously, on TV, it looks like you guys get along well. It's kind of like Regis and his partner there. They look like they're having fun together. How long did it take the chemistry to form, or was it pretty much instantaneous?
I'd say within the first commercial break,
yeah.
I felt like, uh-oh, I've got a partner here.
Yeah. We just, I've said this before, and I will continue to say this. I wasn't the person that I wanted to be professionally until I started working with Mike. I think he just, it was like I sort of found my kindred soul, as kindred spirit. And honestly, I mean that. He just, we have the same sense of humor. I think our wit is very similar.
Yes.
We have the same sense of timing. And I'm sorry, my phone, I don't even know where it is, but it's going crazy. And we just, it was very, very quick, and we actually are very, very, very good friends outside of work. We live
yes.
in the same town. We socialize all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're just really close friends.
We're just going to get each other.
Yeah.
You guys talk about a lot of different subjects. One of the things that is not usually on the show is politics. Are either of you active in politics or,
Well, I do have to say, and I think I can speak for Juliet, we're very interested in politics, and we follow it extremely closely. And especially when we were on a news channel, we were encouraged to use that interest. But on this show, no. And some, not that we have to bury it. It just doesn't come up. We've decided not to make that part of our format. But personally, yes, politically, I don't know about active, but very interested in what's going on in the political world.
And when you're working for a news channel or news organization, you can't really be politically active. It would be a conflict of interest. But yeah, I mean, just as Mike said, we don't really bring politics into it. I think we sort of stay away from religion. The heavier themes, I think, is. Well, that's not really fair to say, because we do cover serious topics, but those areas we definitely stay away from. There wasn't a sort of agreement amongst all of our producers, we're going to stay away from politics. I think it's just, pop culture is more what we're looking at.
Certainly, difficulties in health and relationships, and then
yes.
you guys tackle those things.
But, yeah.
But politics is not one of them.
No question. Now, the other day, we toyed with the Good Housekeeping survey that came out on Monday. Which married political couple do you think is the happiest? Did I say that properly? Couple is?
Yes.
And it turned out to be John Edwards and his wife. So we thought about going with that at the top of the show just as a talking point, but decided against it. But that would be something I think we would cover down the line.
And, of course, the National Enquirer came out there with this story at
yeah.
the same time.
Which
I don't believe had any validity to it at all.
No, isn't that horrible?
Yeah, but it gets promoted even on mainstream media.
Sure.
It's kind of ugly. One of the things that concerns me is the really light fare of even the newscasts. I mean, even the Fox News in Boston, which I find the one I watch all the time,
yeah.
has a lot of Britney stuff and Hillary stuff and
yeah.
I
was just watching
Paris,
CNBC a little while ago, and they have a Britney story on today this morning.
Well, it's chicken or the egg, though. I mean, because we do these stories on our show, and. They rate,
yes.
But do they rate because we're doing it and we're giving it, we're promoting it, or do they rate because people really are interested and that's why we're doing it? It's sort of that we can't the genesis of it is kind of hard. It's kind of hard to go back to.
Yeah, I guess the thing that bothers me is the fact that there are celebrities out there who are just celebrities. They have no talent whatsoever, but they get promoted in all media. Whether
yeah.
they're famous for 15 minutes by being on American Idol,
right.
Finishing 30th. I mean, it's something that it just gnaws on me anyway.
Well, Paris Hilton must rub you the wrong way.
Well, not personally, but
that would be the right way.
I might like her if she did that. But anyway, folks can see Fox and the show, the Mike and Juliet show. Now, you guys are all over the country, so folks who are listening all over the country on this show right now
yes.
should check out their quote unquote local listings.
Yeah, you'd have to do that, and you could also check out our website, M as in Mike. And J, as in Juliet, mnjshow.com. And I'm sure on there we have a list of our affiliates and the
yeah,
times.
Yeah, I think you do.
Place.
I think you say, I think it says something like how to see us or
yes.
find us.
Yeah, it's MNJ and end is spelled out A-N-D.
Yeah, spell out A-N-D.
MNJshow .com. And you should get on there. There's some great pictures, too, and some fun stuff. And
we
also
have some new pictures.
You...
I don't look quite as hideous.
Nude pictures?
I said new.
Oh.
Yeah. Please.
Freak me out.
We don't want people vomiting.
But did somebody post those? We need to get those off right away.
Okay, our ratings just shot up.
It's a very small photo.
Yeah. But it was a pleasure talking to both of you guys.
Thank you.
You too.
When I watch you now, I'll know who you are.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.